The U.S. military command in Afghanistan has acknowledged that an American general was wounded during a deadly insider attack last week in the southern city of Kandahar. Initially, the command described him only as, quote, an American service member. NPR's Tom Bowman has more details.
On Thursday, Brigadier General Jeffrey Smiley was in a meeting at the Kandahar Governor's Compound with senior American and Afghan officials. Just before the meeting broke up, an Afghan guard suddenly turned his weapon on those present. The guard shot Kandahar's police chief, General Abdul Razik, several times, killing him. Then he sprayed the room with bullets. Smiley was hit twice in his limbs, said a Pentagon source, and is being treated at a military hospital in Afghanistan. Commander Grant Neely, an American military spokesman in Kabul, confirmed to NPR that General Smiley was shot, but said there would be no other details at this time, adding, "We will provide updates when appropriate." News that General Smiley was wounded was first reported by The Washington Post. The American command said it did not release the general's name because of what it called privacy concerns. The general was in charge of training and advising the Afghan security forces in Kandahar. The attack also killed Kandahar's intelligence chief, Abdul Momin, and wounded Governor Zalmay Wissa. Initial reports from Afghan officials said the governor was killed. An American contractor and a coalition contractor were also wounded. The top American commander in Afghanistan, General Scott Miller, was unharmed and was leaving the meeting when the gunfire erupted. Officials say the Afghan guard who opened fire was killed and had only been hired within the past 2 months to work for the governor. An investigation is ongoing. As officials provided more information on the Kandahar insider attack, there was still another attack on coalition forces in the western Afghan city of Herat. One soldier was killed and three others wounded. Officials said they were not American, but would not say which country they were from. There have now been four insider attacks this year, compared to one last year that killed three American soldiers, and they come as the Taliban has gained more ground in Afghanistan. Still, both Afghan and American officials were impressed with a large turnout on Saturday for parliamentary elections, despite increased Taliban attacks. Voting in Kandahar was postponed until this weekend. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.